Blog Talk Radio.
I love Link.
I saw a zombie Link the other day. I thought about sending it to you, but I was like, no.
Somebody did send it to me, and I do not appreciate it.
Oh, but come on.
My man cannot be a zombie.
Oh, just a little bit of a zombie?
No, not even a little bit. Do you know, so for Halloween, I wore my Legend of Zelda t-shirt that I got from Walmart, by the way. And somebody stopped me at Baby Nature's school and says, "Hey, that's a Link on your t-shirt." I said, "Yes, I know." Then they went to try to touch my chest. I said, "Okay, two things wrong with this. You do not touch the fluffy cakes, and two, you do not touch my man." Yeah, you almost got knocked out. Don't do that.
Somebody just got knocked out.
Do not touch. I very seldom wear that shirt, by the way, because I love it so I like to keep it all folded up in the drawer. I open it up in the mornings. I look at Link and blow him kisses. I love you, baby. So we got a few more weeks before the Wii U comes out. I think we're getting a new Legend of Zelda. I hope.
Yes, I believe so. That's kind of what goes along hand in hand with the new Nintendos when they come out. Is that there's always, always a new Zelda of some sort.
I'm being told I have to give somebody a shout out. Just so you know, normally you would get cut for that.
Who are we giving a shout out to?
I think I'll wait.
Sorry, have we even heard of these people before?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know if we've heard of them. I don't know.
I'm
doing the accent and everything.
Yeah, I can't pull off the British accent.
Oh, man. I had coffee. Best way to drink coffee is to, you know, cut it out for a couple of weeks and then drink it again. Then it has the absolute perfect effect. Anyway, so I've had coffee. I had my Legend of Zelda this morning. I'm ready to go.
Ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I am. If I don't lose my voice, as you can tell, it's trying to go.
Uh-oh. So do you have news for the people, Ginger?
I do have news.
Anything for people?
Breathe long enough to... I said I have news, and now my whole computer just froze.
It's a sad, sad day when when Twitter freezes up. It's not Twitter. Well, I have some news. It's not super – well, it's super exciting to me and those of you who love Baldur's Gate.
Wow, that's a long time.
That is a long – yes, that is old, long time ago. Our friend Tom Old sent us over – hi, Tom. Sometimes Tom doesn't send us great news and we get to rag on him, but this one's primo. This is primo delicious, Tom. Okay, so he is saying that developer Overhaul Games, and I don't know if they're the original developer. I have to tell y'all, this is before I actually started paying attention to developers, but they're saying, let me tell you a little bit about, where is the guy? I hate when they start putting quotes in. Okay, Trent Oster said he was working at BioWare about 12 years ago. Right at the end, he said, of the mother of all expansion pack, Baldur's Gate 2 Throne of Baal was the one that he got to work on. And, of course, his next project was Neverwinter Nights. You all remember that?
I do, because I lost several friends from Dark Age Camelot to that.
Well, apparently Trent is getting some help and the overall team as they're going to be leading up the currently planned to be released on November 28th. That's right, you heard it here first. Launch of Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition on PC, Mac, and iOS. And Droid. Is it hot?
Droid.
Hot.
Is it hot?
Hot. You can play your Baldur's Gate on your iPad and your Droid. You can just take it with you. If you want to know more about it, you can pop over to baldursgate.com. And we're going to harass them to either come on the show. Sometimes the developers are afraid to talk.
Yeah.
Notice that. Remember when we did the this? Not I was about to say City of Steam. They're also wanting to pop by. We're still trying to get that together, but. What was it? Why can't I remember the name? Oh, my God, I suck. You know the game I'm talking about. It's on Steam. The ship, the flying ship.
Oh, my God.
Hey, yeah, I suck today. I can't remember the name. You guys know. We talk about it all the time, and I can't remember today. They're going to be so mad.
Scrolling. I know who we're talking about. I can see it. They've got an awesome game.
Yeah, but they weren't talking either. They were very quiet when we were doing the recording with them.
Yes. They were very, very quiet. I was kind of like...
Y'all got to say something. We had you on so you could talk. Sometimes the girlies want to hear the voices behind... Oh.
Especially those accents.
And especially Microsoft Redmond. I don't think they have any Americans working there. All the Americans work in the UK, and the UK guys over here...
Yes. I've got a friend of mine who's from Britain area. Like, you know, if you just move to the U.S., you will have more girls than you will know what to do with.
You just say, hello, my name is, oh, my God.
Exactly.
You don't even need to explain if you're from East Sussex. We don't really care. You just have an accent and it's not American. That's what we like.
It's so hot.
We don't need to care. We don't care.
Exactly.
It could be Cockney. We don't really care.
That's very true. Not that I would know anything about either, but all right. Marvelous suit for poaching employees and a hostile takeover attempt. Indie game studio Checkpoint has filed a lawsuit against Japanese publisher Marvelous AQL in a California court claiming that the company tried to initiate a hostile takeover and steal its employees in order to avoid a $2.5 million payment. All right. The lawsuit was filed earlier this month by Checkpoint CEO Brian Wicklum. According to the claim, Marvelous paid his studio Checkpoint a total of $2.5 million in startup costs in exchange for a 35% share of the privately owned company and two shipped games by the end of 2012. They say the deal was finished late last year. Under the terms of the deal, Wicklum would retain the remaining 65%, and Marvelous would later negotiate a similar deal in good faith for another $2.5 million to ship more titles in 2013. The two games in question apparently were Aviation and Party Politics, were released, but Wicklum claims that Marvelous refused to negotiate for 2013 and has also withheld other unrelated payments. Instead of negotiating a second deal, the suit claims that Marvelous and former Checkpoint CTO Christopher Masterton conspired to try to engineer a hostile takeover of Checkpoint. Masterton held a 24% share in the company, according to the complaint. Masterton supposedly flew out to Japan in September to meet with Marvelous without notifying Wicklum and allegedly planned to sell his shares to give Marvelous a majority ownership of the studio. Wicklum contends that the contract his company signed with Marvelous makes it so that Marvelous needs permission from him to purchase those shares without Wicklum's consent. He also contends that they wouldn't have had control of the board anyways because Masterton's shares did not have any voting rights. All right, so in other words, you tried to take over my company, you tried to hold a mutiny, and we caught you. Oh, they are also claiming that former employees are illegally using Checkpoint-developed technology and assets over at the new company Xseed. So, yeah... Miss Coy. All right, Miss Coy's been quiet, So I'm going to go on with
you know what? How about I'm muted?
All right.
I'm just talking away. I'm like, ooh, cut him. Ooh.
Girl, I know how you feel because I do the same thing, especially because I'm sniffling and I don't want y'all to hear it, so I mute myself. Yeah.
Oh, that is all kinds of wrong.
It is. It's totally wrong. I mean, you set up this deal with the major outlook, more or less, moving to take over the company.
Mm.
Why don't you just ask him, hey, you want to, how you feel about selling?
Apparently, you don't have to feel any kind of way. They just do it if they want to. This next story is kind of aimed at our fellow gaming sites. And this is an extremely long piece that GI.biz put up this morning. But I want to mention it because of who we are and that we're losing so many of the larger gamer sites. And in essence, some of them should go. Okay, so this week apparently has been a rough week for games media. For those not keeping tabs, in the wake of an article on Eurogamer written by fabulous Rab Florence decreeing cozy relationships between games journalists and PR people, one of the writers named in the piece, Lauren Wainwright, who threatened the site with legal action resulting in editing the article, an act which led predictably to it being vastly more widely read and disseminated than it would have been in the first place. Reactions have been intense and polarized from those taking this as proof that all games journalism is deeply corrupt.
I am not corrupt.
Wait.
A little bit bored, but I'm not corrupt.
Mud has been flung. Names have been called. It's supposed to be all depressing. It's squalid. All that good stuff. The sad thing is that in this silly, completely unavoidable storm of outrage, Florence's original point seemed to have been lost. Much of the relief of a cadre of games media who react aggressively to any accusations impropriety, precisely because they know their actions would not stand up to the slightest scrutiny. A few people have wondered out loud why on earth Wainwright's industry colleagues did not talk her out of the actions which anyone with media experience would have recognized as a path to disaster. The writer over at Rob Fahey. he says he cannot help but consider how convenient it was for many people that Wainwright foolishly and unfairly became cast as the sole villain of the piece, providing a focus away from industry's wider practices. Florence himself is a divisive figure, abrasive, they're calling him, sometimes to the point of skirting on abusive, and his decision to name names in his article, even though those names were cited based on their public pronouncements on Twitter, has also been deeply divisive. Perhaps his critics are right to say that he went about it the wrong way. One more thing that is supposed to be perfectly clear, without Florence's method, the point that he was making was absolutely straightforward and completely correct. I wanted to cover this because I'm not sure about other gamer websites, but this has always been a hardcore policy of ours. And believe you me, I've had quite a few people that have passed through the doors of Gamernatrix that have been like, well, I don't think we should say this to so-and-so. This is not nice. And I tell them we're not about being nice because our service is not necessarily to the developers. It's to our fellow gamers. We don't want you. The games cost too much money. And though our economy may be up on an upswing, I really would hate the fact of somebody that went out and spent their hard-earned money, $60, on a game that I told you was good and it's not.
Exactly. Now,
and because you took our word for it. So we have never minced words, and we joke about it all the time. Dino Roar, we will continue to mention your name on air every time as one of the people who did just this to us. When we didn't come out and say your game is the most greatest game on the face of the earth. If your game effing sucks, it sucks. And our fellow gamers deserve to hear that from someone who doesn't have a vested interest. They don't pay us to do reviews. And we've had some people offer to pay. And I tell them, you know what? It'll be in huge, giant, capital, bold, flashing letters that this is paid for. And if you decide to go get your game based on this that we wrote, it may not be true. But if you want to know the truth, right below that is the real review that we're going to write. And every time they back out, they're like, well, if you're not, you know, we want you to write and say this. Yeah, I'll say that. You can pay me. We'll say that. But below it is going to be the real opinion.
Exactly, yes.
So that's fine. But we don't engage in the whole pay us to say your game is nice. If you want an honest opinion from about games, we give it. We don't care if you don't like us. Like I said, I've been told that a million times. I've had people quit. They didn't like the way I spoke to somebody at G4. We shouldn't talk to them like that. I don't care. I run this over here, and if G4 don't like it, go about your business. You had to get Southern Bank. Go about your business, G4. And whoever else don't like it, I don't care. I'm not going to lie for you.
It's not our issue if you don't like it. You don't like it, make a better game.
Mm-hmm. Get your own site and lie to the people. Anyway.
Exactly, exactly. Because we're not going to lie to them for you.
Not what we do here. Anyway. You check that out at gi.biz if you want to be involved in the scandal. It is very long and convoluted, and we support you, Rab, Florence, in being truthful at least, even if you were being a bit abusive. We support you.
Oh, my God.
You're abusive. Man, if you go back and read some of the stuff Blaster wrote to All of Our Games, I would read those reviews, and the whole time I'm reading them, I'm like shaking my head going, God, that is so mean. But I'm going to post it.
Going to post it.
Yeah, and as a result, the PR guy that works at All of Our Games is still friends with us. You know, 7 years later, he still sends us stuff. He still talks to us, and he is aware that sometimes when he sends us stuff, he may not hear what the company wants to hear, but he appreciates the fact that we're honest.
Yes, exactly.
Play First is another one that we were sometimes not nice to, and we have been on the phone arguing with Play First before. When they first came out, before, you know, casual games were the norm, and the lady told me, she says, well, this is not fair that you judge us based on the same criteria as you would, say, Halo. And I said, you are absolutely right. But, however, I'm not changing this review, but from here on out, we will create a new criteria just for you. But I'm not changing this. And she was like, deal, we're done.
See, that's awesome.
So, got to be honest. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I've got your traffic news, people.
I-45. I-45 is
yeah. I-45 has Godzilla on. It's really not good. Don't go that way, people.
Aren't you afraid of Godzilla?
Yeah, he's a little bit of a dinosaur. Just a little bit.
A little dinosaur.
Traffic 360 news. Traffic X update now available and save money on pre-orders. Just Flutter pleased to announce that the most popular and biggest selling AI add-on for the flight simulation has now received a makeover and many more features for the latest version, Traffic 360. All right, the Traffic 360 is an upgrade from Traffic X. It's now on sale by download. You can get it for £14.99, pounds, francs, something, whatever the little backwards L sign, whatever the little L sign is. I think that's pounds. Anyways, $18.95, I think that's euros, and $21.99 USD, because, you know, that's all we care about. This upgrade for existing users of Traffic X will bring Traffic X up to the full Traffic 360 specifications with all the new Traffic 360 features and updates. If you're not a Traffic X user, the full download and boxed editions of the Traffic 360 for FSX and Prepared 3D are now on pre-order and will be released on the 16th of November. They say pre-order before the release date, and you can get Traffic 360 for a healthy discount of £5, €6, or $8 USD off the usual price, pages $19.99, $24.95, and $29.99, respectively, until the 16th of November. Yay! All right, so I've got this up on new.gamingmatrix.com this morning. Check it out.
All right, I just got some hot and sexy news.
What you got? You ain't got nothing.
Actually, I do. I want to say congratulations to Miss Melanie Mack. Mm-hmm. You're all like, who the hell is Melanie Mack? Well, if you don't know, you better recognize yourself. I'm using it again because Snow's not here. Okay, so Plastic Piranha, who's a developer of upcoming multiplayer shooter Recoil, is excited to announce, and they sent this over to us. The latest addition to their team is Miss Melanie Mack, who is now the team's new community manager. Yay! Recoil is currently in closed beta as the team readies the competitive shooter for launch. Melanie herself is a hardcore competitive gamer who's not only lit up local tournaments in games like Smash Brothers Melee and Super Smash Brothers Brawl, while attaining a 2K plus arena rating in 3v3 during World of Warcraft's Cataclysm. But they say you may more readily recognize her as the ringer in the Miller Lite video game commercial that's currently airing all over TV. You can check that out on YouTube, or we might post it up on our site. Mm-hmm. She also has a video up talking about how she joined the Recoil team. She worked at Razer before and Ubisoft, She's supposed to bring a wealth of experience in the esports realm, which we don't particularly like it being called esports, but hey, you do what you got to do. She's a prolific live streamer. She regularly shares videos on her highly popular YouTube channel. When she's not gaming, she's found drawing digital fan art of some of her favorite game characters, and you can see those on her Twitter. If you pop over, it's at Melanie Mac. She likes reading comics and manga, watching anime, and playing guitar. And yes, guys, she is gorgeous, but I'm just guessing she's probably got a killer right hook to match. So don't just jump up on her.
Wow.
So congrats to you, Melanie. We are proud to have another femme running things somewhere.
Yes, yes. All right. eBay's in the picture again, and they want to buy your junk. All right, online auction leader eBay is offering a unique program that's going to give you cash for that old, dusty old console that you have just laying around so that you can buy a new console like the Wii U. You can exchange select models of the Wii, Xbox 360, PS3, and PS Vita. Really? PS Vita just came out. Can you have an old model if it just released? Anyways, you can get cash for those beginning today and up until November 18th. Which just happens to be the release day for the Wii U in North America. You can make the transaction at eBay's instant sale page and have the option to receive cash or store credit. After initiating the deal on the aforementioned page, customers will have up to a week to send in their current console for free. Once the console has been received by eBay and is verified to be in working condition, users will receive a cash payment via their PayPal account. All right, so just how much money can you get? I'm being donged.
That was me.
All right. For the Xbox 360, the 250-gigabyte console with Kinect bundle, you can get $150, which is just about the amount you paid for that Kinect bundle. Sony PlayStation 3, the Slim 320, is $110. The PS Vita Wi-Fi plus 3G is $105. Sony PlayStation 3 PS3 80 gigs is $80. Microsoft Xbox 360 Elite 120 gigabytes is $65. Nintendo DSi XL 40. Nintendo Wii is $25. And the Nintendo Wii Black is $25. All right, so this offer is only available in the U.S. So,
just wrong. Why?
I know, right? Because I'm awesome. I'm awesome sauce.
You are wrong, and you know you're wrong.
Lose me.
You know what, Ginger? I have a tip from someone on Facebook.
A tip from someone on Facebook for who?
Well.
Oh, no! No! It's time. I stay away from the bath salt.
Bath salts for the win. Okay, This is actually by, I guess it should be Alicia Petuch. She has a photo that she put up. The moral of the story is always look behind you. And this came from our friend on Facebook, Run For Your Life. We actually have it up on our page. Make sure you go check it out. You should always look behind you. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes there's a zombie behind you. I am guessing she looks like she's a professional zombie. Alicia, give us a hello if you're listening. Give us a hello. We like to talk to real zombies. We want to hear what you have to say about, you know, all this zombie hatred. Zombie discrimination. I'm wondering if she did the makeup. You can find her on Facebook if she wants to be found, by the way. We're sorry for the sudden attention, Alicia, but when I saw the picture, I was like, that is amazing. And her Facebook page, amazing. So I'm wondering if she did the makeup. If you did, you are amazing. This is really good makeup. Again, you can find her picture up on our Facebook page. We shared it with you all.
I'll have to check that out in a little bit.
Her contacts, she looks like a fresh zombie that was eating pea soup when she died, or she threw up or something. I'm not really sure what's going on there. But I'm curious about the story. Aren't you curious about the story, Ginger?
I'm a little bit curious about the story.
I like to know the zombie story. And, you know, the Walking Dead has me like that. You know, they have zombie webisodes that explain some of the characters that you encounter and how they became a zombie. So I'm always now curious to figure out what happened. How exactly did you get to this state? Okay.
That is interesting. I didn't know that.
With Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go to their website and watch the the webisodes. No, you do not need to be tweeting or dinging me while we're doing the show. City of Steam.
Tweeter harder.
City of Steam is the name of the game, by the way.
City of Steam, yes. Oh, my God. Thank you.
No, that's not it either. That's the one you were playing.
Yeah, City of Steam is beautiful, though.
It is. We're supposed to have them stop by. They're trying to hammer down the time. So maybe 8th or 9th, we might be able to get them on over the weekend. So we should be doing something with them, and we'll be talking about that. If I can get Ginger to sit down for a minute. She and I both are like, when it's fall, it's like, what we got to do this, we got to do that, we got to do this.
I know, right? Yeah, my yard looks all pretty right now. During the summer, my yard looks like crap. During fall, it's gorgeous. It's all pretty.
Okay, for those of you playing Assassin's Creed, then I'm going to let Ginger have the mic back, because I haven't actually done a story. IB's kind of rambling, but I got to tell you about this.
What you got? You ain't got nothing.
Exploder. Who always sends us stuff. Sometimes I'm not much for cheat codes, but I will not begrudge anyone else for cheating.
I need a cheat code to make the sun go away and make it snow. Do you have that?
I need one. Yeah, to put the sun down. I need it at perpetual sunset would be good for me.
Oh, yes.
Or either perpetual sunrise. Yeah. Well, yeah, you're very fair-skinned, and I just don't go out in the sun. That's how I stay looking so young, you know.
Aww.
Caramel melts in the sun. I just want to tell y'all that. But anyway. This week, Exploder has looked into the secrets of the Animus, and they have shared with us, to share with you, the best start they can for the revolutionary new game in the beloved franchise Assassin's Creed, which I forgot to pick up while it was out this morning. There was one in the machine right next to me. Oh, I suck. Okay, so in this save, they have moved.
Wow, you know, it's going to be gone if you go back.
I'm going back right at the show. I don't know what you're talking about. It takes me 6 minutes to get to the red box by me. Thank you. In this save, they have moved you into the third sequence. They have tooled you up with a fancy French cutlass and even left you over 1,000 francs in spending money as you attempt to infiltrate the camp of Edward the Bulldog Braddock. And gain favor with the local tribe of Mohawks. The Xbox 360 save, however, throws you a good 40% into the game. So you don't want to do this if you haven't actually played it yet. You want to at least play through most of it once. Frontiersman membership and Hunting Society memberships have been acquired for you at this point. Your homestead has been upgraded. And to top it off, they have full maps of Boston and a huge pile of animal pelts for you to sell. Hot, right? The year, of course, is 1775. The American colonies are about to revolt. You are Connor. And yes, the t-shirt is out today at some point today. I have not put it up on our store. When I do, you can get one. Get them now, because I'm telling you, come Christmas, I don't know what happens, Christmas and Assassin's Creed. Every year this happens. It's weird. It's 2 years in a row. People start buying up our Assassin's Creed t-shirts. And they're for girls, guys. Sorry. Get them for your girlfriend. Anyway.
Girls and boobs.
So you will have to hunt your enemies across a staggeringly large, open, and realistic world. You can unleash your lethal skills in a violent quest that takes you from the chaotic city streets to a blood-soaked battlefield in hostile American wilderness and beyond. You will meet legendary heroes of American history, and together you will conspire to annihilate those who threaten liberty itself. You can go over and check out the Exploder website to get this cheat. No, we're not going to tell it to you. Or you can visit our site, new.gamingmatrix.com. And if we get the hold of the cheat early, because they say they have a couple more here for us we may grab, we might share it with you on site. We will hide it.
Yes. I will hide it in Cora's pants.
I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah, I'm getting face right now.
You're not getting face from me, but from somebody.
I am not scared.
13. That's all I gotta say.
Not scared.
You should be. Them people like to blow up stuff. You know their history.
That's true. All right, so start living the good life today. The good life. It's off for PC. Video games publisher Iceberg Interactive and ImmersionFX announced today the tropical paradise simulation game, The Good Life, has been released today in retail stores throughout Northwest Europe and on worldwide digital download portals. The retail version comes with a 32-page manual and a poster-sized map of JoJo Islands. See, people, we've been saying that they needed to go back and start doing that again. Thank you. See, these guys got it right. Give us a map. I love that, because then I hang it on my wall. It's great. Anyways, The Good Life's retail can be purchased in the Iceberg web shop, which is iceberg-shop.com, from any location in the world for $19.99. I think that's euros. The Good Life is a free roaming simulation set in a visually stunning 3D tropical environment. Play an intriguing combination of gameplay styles, part ship simulation, part time management, part tycoon, and 100% fun. A villa ashore, your own yacht, a stunning sunset, sandy beaches, and see-through waters. Live
water?
The life.
Oh, did you say water?
Yeah, water. Water.
You know,
and live the life you always dreamed on your way to becoming the area's top dog. All right, so there is a story behind it. It says, like so many, Derek Hales is fed up and is dreaming about ditching the 9-to-5 lifestyle. When he learns that his late uncle made him the sole heir of a Carpe Diem Boats, a boating company on the tropical complex of the JoJo Islands, he doesn't hesitate for a second. A new life awaits! After a long voyage, he and his striking girlfriend, Michelle Joyce, finally arrive at their destination, enjoying a beautiful sunrise with a boating company of their own. Compared to the dull office life, this new life looks much better. Finally, but suddenly, life is good. All right, so awesome. You know, guys, if you need a girlfriend, Joyce is waiting for you in there. So, hey, get the good life.
Maybe that's what you... Yeah, I'm going to be quiet.
Or, you know, if you swing the other way, I'm sure there's a cabana boy somewhere.
Or a cabana girl. That's your thing.
Cabana girl.
Maybe that's what you like.
Yeah.
I'm going to be quiet. I've had too much coffee. All right, those of you who love to play and use some closed beta. You want to pay attention to this one. Acanero, Demon Hunters. What's better than a sugar coma after chowing down on leftover Halloween candy like we were last night? Acanero beta kicks off today. Woo-hoo! 500 warriors to do battle with evil demons and eviler bugs. This is from Shanghai. I love when they're all overseas. Spicy horse game. Really? The creative minds behind Crazy Fairies and Big Head Bash, as well as an American McGee's Grimm and Alice, Madness Returns. That's some heavy hitters there. Announced today that the closed beta for their latest title, Acanero Demon Hunters, is underway. Acanero Demon Hunters is an action RPG featuring an Edo era Japan setting and monsters based on Japanese folklore and myth, all wrapped up in Spicy Horse's unique dark fantasy style. The closed beta phase begins today with the introduction of 1,000 players to help test server stability and game content. Once the Spicy Horse team is comfortable with supporting those 5,000 players, an additional 5,000 will be added to increase the server load. From there, additional waves of testers will be allowed in as needed to test the game, balance content, and ensure server stability and the eventual launch of open beta to come in the future. You can sign up for closed beta and for more information on the game at angry-red.com. And do we need to remind you guys, when you are beta testing, the game will not work properly. It is not for bragging rights. You are supposed to help test. So when you see things wrong, you are supposed to tell the developer. You don't sit and go, this game is stupid and it doesn't work. No, it doesn't work. That's why it's called beta. Help fix it. All right. Nice game. Oh, you can also visit their Facebook. Wow, that's quite a long Facebook. How about you just go to ours? I'm going to go ahead and like them. And you can see who we like. Check our Facebook page and follow them. You can sign up for their closed beta. It's very hot. Ginger, are you actually there, woman?
Oh, my God. I'm all making all kinds of funny comments and saying, do it. Do it now. And you can't hear me.
Okay. by the way, a lot of you are playing Halo 4.
Yes.
The multiplayer?
No.
Like, it's like 175 of you were playing yesterday, and now it's 400. Y'all need to just relax.
Y'all gonna crash the servers, man.
This is going to be interesting. Well, we talked about this yesterday. I feel like I need to mention it again, or mention it, as Ginger mentioned it. Remember, you guys out there who like to trash talk to the chicks, 343 is not going for it. And this is very slowly making its way around the web. We're telling you again, if you get caught making, and this Gamer Focus is our other friends. Remember those two?
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Our boys at Gamer Focus. We love y'all. We haven't seen y'all in a while. If you were caught making any discriminatory remarks to your fellow players, male or female, you will be receiving, and this is not their usual just ban you for the time period. This is a lifetime ban from Halo 4 and Xbox live. Lifetime.
Wow. Lifetime band, people. That's pretty serious. That's pretty hardcore, you know?
It's not worth it. Make sure you're, yeah, y'all just don't do it. And the thing is, you never know who you're playing with. I'm going to tell this story again. I got to play with Eve. You don't know who E is, and you play Xbox, something's wrong with you. E is a pretty big deal. He doesn't say much, but when he says it, he means businesses. Playing with E, playing Halo, and some guys kept talking and saying stuff they shouldn't be saying to the girls, and he was the only guy on our team. And he very quietly told them, hey, you guys need to cut that out or I'm going to have to ban you. And they were like, yeah, right, like you can ban us. You're stupid. Girls are stupid, blah, 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 blah. As soon as the game was over, we were in the lobby. E said, welcome to your ban. And bam, they were offline. I don't know what kind of superpowers E has. But you all want to be careful. You never know who you're playing with. Yeah, E is my hero.
That's awesome.
E is like a, I say E is like a geek version of Bruce Willis in Die Hard.
Oh, rawr.
No, Ginger, he's taken. Sorry, girls, he's taken. But he's such a sweetie, but they do not go for that. They don't go for that. A lifetime ban is serious business. So that's a lot of money to lose. You can't play Xbox Live ever again. And that's if they come out with an Xbox 720. And I'm sure you could probably find a way around it, but that's going to cost you too. The easiest way out, just keep your little mouth shut.
Exactly.
Talk with your gun. Talk with your character.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it needs to go. You know what? Bam! And then that's it. See, they can't ban you for that.
You know, and I've always found that true. You know, the minute somebody actually starts talking crap is when I start actually getting really, really good in first-person shooters.
I'm not good. I just like to run. Y'all know how I am. And I haven't played with Ginger yet, but she's going to hate me at one point. I may pick up Halo 4 just to annoy Ginger so that when I throw the sticky grenade on my foot and I dive into the middle of her and my teammates and everybody else.
No!
Oh, that is good fun.
Yeah.
And I'm going to yell, God, I'm going to dive. When you hear that sound, you may want to run because that means I'm about to jump on you. I don't care if you're on my team or not. That's not why I'm there. I'm just there to create havoc and chaos. I don't care about my score. If you don't want me on your team, you better say in the lobby, Corey, can you please switch teams? We actually seriously want to play because if not, man. I got the gravity hammer. I'm not caring who I hit. I hit the wall so I can knock myself out. I don't care.
That's hilarious. That's
it is.
Awesome.
Oh, by the way, those of you who want to play, of course, we have a very small team. Maybe you can get in and out. Or if you just want to listen to us over the weekend, we are playing Left 4 Dead, The Sacrifice. So if you don't have it, you want to pick it up and download it, you can play with us. You're welcome to come play with us. Of course, I think our team is all full. You don't want to play with Ginger anyway. As bad as I am in Halo, she's worse than Left 4 Dead. They got health packs. What happened to the health pack, Ginger? Oh, I picked that up.
Well, I wanted to make sure it got picked up and used.
Ginger, you don't need to have a health pack on your back and then one in your hand while you run. I saw you one time you were hitting the zombie with the health pack. I was like, really, Ginger? My bar is like a sliver. I have a sliver of red. You can barely see it.
Alive.
But I die. Then after I die, she comes and revives me. Get up, Corey. What you doing laying down?
We get on the ground, Corey.
Girl, that looked like it hurts. Are you okay? Anybody has some
hat? Band-aid.
I got a band-aid. Here, let me lick my hand.
Oh, my God.
Ah, just wrong.
I know, right? All right, so Kim.com is back in the picture, and he's going belly bop anybody who gets in his way, and you can sue him. All right, so he's launching his teaser site for Mega. Mega Upload co-founder Kim.com has launched a teaser site for Mega at me.ga. .com says that the placeholder site is already getting millions of hits despite offering very little to visitors. All they're offering right now is information on how it will work and when it launches. Kim.com claims that Mega will use encryption methods that make it so that only those users who are uploading something know what it is. By hiding what users are uploading, .com hopes to avoid the long arm of U.S. law enforcement. Mega is .com's alternative. Why can't I talk?
I'm sorry.
Deep breath. Mega is .com's alternative to Mega Upload, which the U.S. and New Zealand governments took down in a joint operation. .com is scheduled to have a hearing in March of next year to determine if the U.S. government can extradite him to face a multitude of trumped-up charges related to the site he operated, the site the U.S. government contends profited from its users trading in copyrighted materials. Yeah, but, you know, that's not all everybody was doing, and you kind of screwed everyone, didn't you, U.S.? Anyways, the new Mega will not be threatened by U.S. prosecutors. The new Mega avoids any dealings with U.S. hosters, U.S. domains, and U.S. backbone providers, and has changed the way it operates to avoid another takedown.
See, and that's revenue that we could use in the U.S., honestly.
Exactly. The new Mega encrypts and decrypts your data transparently in your browser on the fly. You hold the keys to what you store in the cloud, not us. And a recent interview with Reuters.com also hinted that he would be willing to work with rights holders who suspect that illegal file sharing is going on, but only if they expressly promised not to hold his new site responsible.
And he shouldn't be responsible.
Exactly.
Man, your boobs are epic up in Second Life. I just want to say.
My boobs are, like, smaller, too. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not that they're smaller. It's the cleavage that you got.
That's hot, right?
That is. Does that come with that dress?
What are you talking about?
In Second Life.
Did my cleavage come with that dress?
Yeah.
Oh, my cleavage came with my skin.
I'm just asking. Some of the dresses do that so that it works with the, you know, with the dress.
I've never found a dress that does that. No.
I have a dress that does that. It pushes the boobs together.
No. This came with my skin. My skin comes with cleavage or non-cleavage.
Mm-hmm. Y'all should see Ginger is working it. Maybe I will snap a picture and post it on the Facebook so that y'all enjoy. So y'all can see Ginger's digital cleavage.
Hot. Yes, Ginger is all of the adults today, not the little kid that was running around yesterday.
Yeah, that I took pictures of yesterday.
Yesterday, though.
Okay, I got it. This is going up on Facebook. Real time, people. That's how we roll here.
Woot! Speaking of, if you're in Second Life, we are at Vetements right now. And we're on the roof, so come hang out.
I don't know if I want them on the roof. Somebody tried to steal a pair of my shoes yesterday.
How did they try to steal a pair of your shoes?
They just tried to pick them up, and they were like, I can't buy these. You didn't even try to buy. All I saw was so-and-so is trying to pick up your object. Really?
That is ours. You can't have it.
You can't pay for it after I'm done putting it together. There's nothing even in that box. Really?
I'll give you a box.
You can have the empty box.
Put it over your head.
Man, I'm going to have to enable collision or something on the sim just so I can hit people. I'm going to get a bat and just, just to knock them halfway across the sim. Just go.
Yeah.
Ugh, crazy folks. All right. Well, you know what? That's in Japanese. Thank you for sending it. We can't read Japanese.
Can't read Japanese?
No. I wish I could. I've tried. But no. Okay, but I can tell you about this one. This one's in English. You like Little Red Riding Hood? Isn't that what we call you here? Little Red Riding Hood?
yeah, y'all call me a lot of things.
Ginger's a baby.
Hi, it's your baby. It's your kid.
Ginger's a baby. Well, Little Red Riding Hood is a game that's available now on Google Play. It's Little Red Riding Hood in a post-apocalyptic adventure by independent developer Difference Games. It's supposed to be for players of all ages, and it's a different take on a Hidden Differences game featuring all-time favorite fairy tale character, Little Red Riding Hood. Now, in this post-apocalyptic version of this classic fairy tale, it is your task to locate and select the many differences between two pictures to progress in the story. You can ultimately deliver much-needed food to the grandma by doing this.
To the grandma.
featuring three unique difficulty modes, beautifully rendered graphics, atmospheric music, and, of course, 15 challenging scenes. Players of all experience levels will have fun with this free to download for Android, tablets, and compatible mobile devices. Notice there's no iOS anywhere in the bunch. When you successfully find all the hidden differences on each pair of pictures, you progress in the adventure. Bonus points are awarded quickly, identifying irregularities, while points are deducted for incorrect guesses. With its built-in hints and unique savior mode that becomes available to players who complete the standard game, this gem of a download has plenty to offer you casual players. Again, it is free. You know what? I would say I'm not playing this. It's a stupid hidden object game, but you know what? I'm so addicted to them. If I sit down to play it, next thing I know, 5 hours has passed. I don't know what it is about hidden object games. I dare anybody to try to play it and just get up and walk away.
You know, I'm with you. I think they need to bring a Where's Waldo game.
Oh, God, no.
Yes.
I will die of starvation. Die of starvation. I will. I will just die of starvation because I will never get up. I will be looking for Waldo. Let me just look one more time. Because the past three times he was in this general area.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. I know. Somebody posted a picture of Where's Waldo the other day on Facebook. And I think it was like 2 hours I sat there staring at the darn thing. All right, so Dead Island Riptide still book confirmed for the UK. None for us US, apparently.
Ooh.
Due to consumer demand, Deep Silver confirmed today that the special steelbook edition of Dead Island Riptide previously only announced for the US will be issued as a pre-order bonus in the UK as well. Strictly, while supplies last, anyone who places a pre-order who has already pre-ordered at Amazon or Game in the UK, that game was dead. Anyways, we'll receive the awesome Dead Island Riptide steelbook once your order ships. There will only be a limited amount of steelbooks available, so go get them while you can. Already one of the most anticipated titles of 2013, fans will finally be able to take on the zombie hordes once again when Dead Island Riptide is released on April 23rd of 2013 in the U.S. and Canada, and on April 26th in the rest of the world. Now available for pre-order are two different editions of Dead Island Riptide. Pre-order edition, this version of Dead Island Riptide will include an exclusive pack of weapon mods that allow even more manifold ways to dispose of the ghastly zombie hordes on Polynai Island. Special Retailer's Edition, in addition to the weapon mods, this version will contain an alternate character skin not obtainable anywhere else. The Special Edition of Dead Island Riptide will only be available at selected retail partners. Details about the retail partners per territory offering the Special Edition will be announced soon. The Special Retailer's Edition will also feature an alternative pack shot. Alright, so this is coming to the Xbox, PlayStation 3, and Windows PC. Yay!
I don't know if we need to be playing that. I still have that game open, by the way, from yesterday, that cooking game. No, I have not forgotten. And Jay is trying to say it's not safe to have me near explosive, especially the type that I throw.
I couldn't imagine why it would be.
I don't throw them at other people. I just put it on me. Do you see how that works? I put it on me, I dive in.
Yeah, but then you put you on everybody else.
But they like that part. They're like, ooh, Corey. Oh, no, Corey.
What's the perfume? It's Uday Blown Up Corey.
Oh, they blow up. I'm sorry. That is hilarious to me. I'm picturing in my head when the people blow up, you know, the bodies flying.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to stress digital bodies, people, not the real thing. Yeah.
Red mist. Red mist for everybody.
Uh-oh. Ginger, you're not going to like this.
Uh-oh.
Spoiler alert for those of you with Halo 4. Close your ears if you don't want to hear. Ginger is not going to like this. No, you need to listen because I told you. And when we talked about this last night, if you didn't listen to This Week in Gaming last night, go back and listen to it. Download it. Take it with you. And I said WIF, W-I-F. Okay, so all these years, it's been thought that Halo, the sci-fi video game series, which has generated $3 billion in sales and 46 million happy customers from Microsoft, was about combat. After all, the original Halo game from 2001 was subtitled Halo Combat Evolved. Now, it's a romance.
It's a romance?
It's
what?
Just Dean Takahashi, you know, my favorite writer at VB. Hello, Dean. Says that it should be called Halo, A Love Story. Cortana and Master Chief are in love. And the latest installment in the series, Halo 4, reinforces that story. At the beginning of Halo 4, Cortana awakens Master Chief from cryosleep in the midst of a wreckage of Forward Unto Dawn and UNSC space vessel. UNSC space vessel that was torn apart at the end of Halo 3, if you remember. We learn from her that artificial intelligence companions have a 7-year lifespan, and Cortana has just turned 8. She's on the verge of rampancy or in danger of thinking herself to death. Cortana, who is now fleshed out as a full-figured, voluptuous character in contrast to her past Halo games, becomes emotional during conversation. Master Chief vows to get her fixed. This sets up the main narrative of the game. The narrative is the most emotionally stirring and personal. No longer is Halo just about an epic interstellar war between humanity and the aliens, best known as the Covenant, which I hate. It's not about racking up the kills in combat. And Dean is saying he could care less about why he's fighting the new race of Prometheans and a character named Diadact, who is beyond mysterious, even among the enigmatic aliens. He says it's about saving Cortana. That's
yeah,
all.
I approve of this one. I know I've bitched before. I've been like, no love story in my Halo. This love story I approve of. It's Master Chief and Cortana. And seriously, who didn't see that coming? So, yeah.
Well, they're saying it's very... Well, Dean is saying that he was very touched by the story. He says the personal connection between Master Chief and Cortana brings home the larger sadness of the Halo series. For the most part, Halo is about the human race losing an interstellar war. Master Chief fights nobly to prevent that, but he doesn't have something personal at stake in it. For him, in Halo 4, Cortana becomes the thing that he might lose. She still delivers levity during breaks in the action, but there is a darker, different tone to the whole story in contrast to previous games. The love story may be platonic, but it's very moving, he says. And he says he's very... And I'm also interested to see this as well, if gamers will like the kill and the beauty of Halo's combat, or will you like the story better? We know Ginger would like the story better. And Dean says he does play it for the love story. I think... you know, I don't know.
I think I can't wait.
I may jump in just to see.
4 days. Well, the rest of you are all waiting out at the polls because, you know, y'all waited till the last day to vote. Because you know you're going to go vote, right? I'm going to be playing Halo 4.
Well, if they are, my stomping grounds, they will be able to do both. You will be able to stand in line for Halo and vote because the GameStop is next to the voting poll.
Wow.
That's hot right there, right?
Look, that is very hot.
And this is how the conversation will go. Dude, you stand here in line for the Halo now, okay? If we move up, if we go in, you text me. I'm going to go over here and get in line to vote. We will swap. Or here's mine. Just buy mine for me. And I will stand in line to vote. And when you come in, I'll tell them, you know, I'm sick. I have to stand here. And then you come over. See how you put that together?
See, Corey's already plotting it out. That's awesome. This is why we love our Corey.
Dude, I can come up with a plan. When we went to buy GTA, I was in line, and there's a Payless next door. So you best believe I was in the store trying on some shoes. Like, yeah. Corey, your place is coming up. Your place is coming up. Yeah, I'll be over there in a minute. I need these in a size 7.5. Thank you. It's right here. Do you have these in red?
Oh, my God. I can totally see you doing that, too.
Blue. I'll take blue, too. Go ahead. No, you're standing too close to me. I have this pre-order ticket for GTA. No, move over there. No, move. The stick. I will cut you. Move.
All right. And speaking of elections, Foursquare gets in on the 2012 election. Foursquare has teamed up with Google, the Voting Information Project, the Pew Center on the States, Engage, and the New Organizing Institute to help voters make the most of 2012 elections. By using its new app, voters will be able to find locations and directions to their polling places. I could have used this the other day. Anyways, find out their polling places to have any voter ID requirements. Learn about local, state, and federal candidates and propositions that will be on the ballot. As powered by Google's Civic Information API, and have the ability to add yourself to the I Voted map at election.foursquare.com, which shows Americans voting in real time. The I Voted map is in partnership with Rock the Vote, the Pew Trust, Google, the Voting Information Project, Engage, Twitter Vote Report, and Jest3. You can unlock the I Voted badge for Foursquare by checking in at a polling station, and absentee or early voters can get the badge by including hashtag I Voted in any check-in in the U.S. on November 6th. All right, so you want to grab this. It's over at election.foursquare.com.
I'm sorry, I was having a cupcake moment.
I love cupcakes. Actually, I'll screw that. I just want a nap.
I can't take one of those either. But I know Connor and I have a hot date. Shortly. I don't want to talk to any of y'all tonight. Y'all got to pull me away from Connor. I love you, Connor. I love you, Connor.
I can't have him. I still have his mind.
What?
What?
You heard the voice. What? What'd you say about
that? What?
I'm
I'm going to get cut in a second.
Mm-hmm. You are getting face. I told you. Tell you about talking to my men.
I know. So, by the way, Link says hi.
Yeah. Y'all see how Ginger wants to get cut?
I'm too cute. I'm the baby.
You can be cute all you want. I will still cut you just the same.
You love me.
You know what? Let me just say, I have digital overload from being too overly connected. Remember I said I didn't want to be that connected, and I am now for some reason. So I have all kinds of little alerts going off in my ear, and my phone is beeping, stuff is clicking, and making noise. I think I'm going to unplug while I play with Connor, just for a little while. All right, Sony Online Entertainment says they are inviting you Twitch people to share your most epic gaming experience with the first ever Game Direct live streaming integration in upcoming video game PlanetSide 2.
Mm-hmm. PlanetSide 2.
Yes, PlanetSide 2 is free to play. It has optional content available for purchase on their marketplace, and it offers an unprecedented gaming experience. You can battle in massive environments alongside thousands of players, engaging in intense air and ground combat that spans the alien planet of Araxis. Because of its giant fan base and the competitive nature of first-person shooter games, it is the perfect title, they believe, to enable fans to live broadcast in seamless, non-disruptive fashion, creating additional content. SOE said they believe very strongly in providing deeper social and emergent gameplay experiences. That's from John Smedley, who's the president of SOE. He says, with more than 21 million PlanetSide 2-minute stream to date, the ability for our players to broadcast their gameplay directly to Twitch will provide Twitch's huge user base a chance to see the massive scale battles in PlanetSide 2 for themselves. And they said they've gone out of their way to make the interface extremely easy to use and allow players to cast with just one click. Nice. Scheduled to deploy in an external beta game update for players to begin testing this weekend. So you can do it this weekend if you can tear yourself away from Assassin's Creed. PlanetSide 2 marks the inaugural title in the Twitch and SOE partnership. Future relevant SOE titles will look to incorporate Twitch integration as well. I'm looking at, I think you need to bring back EverQuest Classic. I'm just saying.
Dark Age of Camelot. Thank you.
Either one of those would be just fine.
Stargate Resistance.
No, I'm gonna do without that one. I like, you know, I told you in my wintertime, I'd like to be a salty wench and just run around casting spells. You can't do that in Stargate. Anyway, if you want to play that, you want to test that out. I may have to rethink this. But you can go over to PlanetSide2.com. PlanetSide2.com if you want to cast or play or whatever it is they're doing over there at SE. I'm kind of worried about them. We got about 4 minutes, Ginger. You think you can squeeze another one in?
I might be able to squeeze another one in. I don't know. All right. Judge hearing App Store lawsuit against Amazon expresses strong skepticism in Apple's arguments. The judge hearing Apple's lawsuit against Amazon for having an App Store has expressed some strong skepticism in Apple's core arguments. Today in Oakland Federal Court, U.S. District Judge Phyllis Hamilton expressed strong doubt that Apple will be able to prove its case that consumers are confused or deceived by Amazon's use of the words App Store. This is not a new view by Judge Hamilton, who said pretty much the same thing a few years ago after hearing Apple's arguments and denied a request by the company for a preliminary injunction against Amazon. Hamilton repeatedly grilled Apple lawyer David Eberhardt about what kind of evidence Apple had that Amazon deceived customers with its App Store advertising. He argued that Apple set the benchmark for what consumers expect and that evidence that consumers associate App Store with Apple is enough to warrant a trial. Really, people? Come on! I think about App Store, I think about any mobile phone or mobile device, not just Apple. Anyways,
Apple just wants to maintain their little monopoly-like hold on everything, so they need to stop.
Y'all
let it go.
Y'all need to back up off my different app store.
Windows is probably kicking their butt. Get ready, Apple. Christmas is a-coming.
And, you know, with Google coming out with that new laptop.
Oof.
Hot.
That's a beautiful piece of machinery, Google.
Mm-hmm. Can you say droid laptop?
Droid laptop. And in honor of our future killing session this week, get a little elbow from Left 4 Dead, Grounds for Divorce. Bring it, zombies!
doesn't go